Gov. DeSantis appoints Jamaican immigrant, son of Cuban exile to Florida Supreme Court. By Penny Starr on May 27, 2020. Republican Gov. Ron DeSantis named Palm Beach County Judge Renatha Francis and Miami Attorney John Curiel to the Florida Supreme Court on Tuesday. Francis immigrated to the United States from Jamaica and is the first Caribbean American to be seated on the state's high court, and Curiel is the son of a Cuban immigrant. Francis was at the state capitol with her mother, a single mom who didn't graduate from high school but taught her daughters the value of grit, determination, and hard work. "I am truly the epitome of the American dream," Francis said. In his announcement, DeSantis compared Francis to Alexander Hamilton, who grew up in the West Indies and was a constitutional loyalist. "Your story is inspirational, and thank you for your willingness to serve," DeSantis said. Francis's husband, toddler, and newborn baby also were on hand for the event. DeSantis introduced Curiel by citing his father's journey to America. "His father escaped the tyranny of Fidel Castro via Operation Pedro Pan in 1961. DeSantis said, referring to the some 14,000 minors ages 6 to 18 who were part of a mass exodus of unaccompanied children from Cuba to America between 1960 to 1962. His father left his family to come to the United States at 14. "People like John, and particularly our Cuban-American community, they understand the importance of having a society based on the rule of law rather than based on the whim of an individual dictator," DeSantis said. Curiel said his father yearned for the American promise of a better life and freedom. "Governor, my prayer today is that your judgment will have been good and that my judgment will not let you down," Curiel said in his remarks. DeSantis said he has made 5 Supreme Court appointments to the Florida Supreme Court in 16 months in office. 4 of 5 come from South Florida, 2 are women, and 3 Hispanics. The Center Square website reported on DeSantis's announcement of the appointments. 2 of 3 2019 appointments, Robert J. Luck, 40, and Barbara Lagoa, 52, have ascended to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, creating 2 vacancies in January that DeSantis said he'd fill by March before the COVID-19 emergency delayed his decision. In her 59-page application and interview before the JNC, Francis spelled out her preference for judicial restraint, something DeSantis, an attorney, has keyed on in judicial appointments. A former prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami, Curiel carved out a lucrative practice with Cobray and Kim. In his 68-page application and interview with the JNC, Curiel also related a preference for judicial restraint. Francis and Curiel join a bench that has repealed 4 previous Supreme Court rulings following DeSantis's appointment of constitutional originalists, Center Square reported. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.